Appendix B, Movement Order and Movement Table. The Movement Order and Movement Table provide clear and concise information and instructions to subordinates to accomplish movement within the framework of the commander's intent. The Movement Order clearly states all the required information for units to perform their assigned tasks. Tasks must be understood for a movement order since it may be preceded by a tactical operation or follow-on operation or mission. The Movement Table, as an attachment to the Movement Order, is a convenient means of transmitting time schedules and other essential march details to subordinate units. Listeners should refer to Appendix B of the print version of ATP 3-21.18 for examples of the Movement Order and Movement Table. Note: the Movement Order is prepared as Tab C, Transportation, to Appendix 1, Logistics, of Annex F, Sustainment, to an Operation Order, Op Ord, or as a separate Op Ord. Prepared in a five-paragraph format, Tab C provides critical information needed by a unit to plan and execute movement. The Movement Table, also referred to as a Road Movement Table, supports the Movement Order. When the Movement Order is prepared as Tab C, the Movement Table is prepared as an exhibit to Tab C. When the Movement Order is prepared as a separate Op Ord, the Movement Table is prepared as an attachment to the Movement Order. See FM 60 for additional information. Movement Order. The Movement Order establishes the destination, route or routes, order of march, rate of march, interval or time gaps between units, column gap, and maximum catch-up speed. The order includes arrival and clearing times for starting and release points, RPs, scheduled maintenance halts, logistics sites and services, communications, and location of the commander. Information and procedures contained in the unit's Movement Standing Operating Procedure, SOP, are not included. The Movement Order should include a strip map or overlay. Information and procedures contained in the unit's Movement SOP are not included. The Movement Order discusses procedures for succession of command to include subordinate march unit, march serial, and march column, if those procedures vary from the unit's established SOP. The order addresses the procedures for disseminating succession information throughout the organization. It also addresses how changes in command location are communicated, including the activation of alternate command and control notes. It addresses alternate means of communications within and external to each march unit, such as hand and arm signals and pyrotechnics where they vary from established SOPs. It also addresses who has the authority to activate alternative routes. The commander bases the movement order on the best available information on the mission variables of mission, enemy, terrain, and weather, troops and support available, time available, civil considerations, MET-TC. This plan establishes how the unit will move from its current location to the desired location. The integration of and support from maneuver and functional and multifunctional support, such as artillery, intelligence, military police, MP, and engineers, are critical for a successful tactical movement. The staff develops the detailed movement order per established priorities and commander's guidance. The movement order and unit SOPs address the appropriate unit-level responses to all possible forms of contact. A small unit SOP includes drills for reacting to these circumstances. Passive measures mitigating an air attack include route selection, vehicle intervals, and movement during limited visibility. In case of attack, the commander has a casualty evacuation, CASEVAC, plan. This plan takes into account SOP items, such as using combat lifesavers, CLSs, and dispersing medical evacuation, medevac, assets throughout the convoy. Movement Table. Usually attached to a movement order, the movement table transmits time schedules and other essential march details to subordinate units. The movement table is particularly useful in not complicating the movement or op ord, or in creating an unusually long order. Note: depending on mission and unit SOPs, a movement table may not always be used. The movement table has two parts, one giving data paragraphs reflecting general information common to two or more columns or elements of a column, and the other listing columns or elements of a column together with all other necessary information arranged in tabular form. The movement table includes data paragraphs including general information common to two or more march elements, and lists of serials or march units along with all other required information, arranged in tabular form. Data transferred from the movement graph. Of importance to march planners are times at which serials or march units arrive at and clear critical points. Other information on movement tables includes serial or march unit number, date of the move, units involved, number of vehicles when applicable, load class of the heaviest vehicles, routes being used, and a remark section for details not explained elsewhere. The movement table provides convenient transmission modes of schedules and other essential detail about the movement to subordinates. This is particularly helpful when inclusion of such detail in the body of the movement order complicates it or makes it too long. A movement table frequently requires wider distribution than the base order, so copies can be issued to movement control personnel, traffic posts, and other pertinent groups and individuals as required. Security classification is based on content and need not necessarily be the same as the base order for the movement.